Lone Pine. Bronwyn woke me at 6 a.m. The tree fellers are coming today. The supermarket foreman James remembers my father skiting about his son and the Edinburgh Pipe Band. We hear James across the fence sometimes, cursing the idle forecourt hands. Bronwyn went across to warn him. The tree fillers' truck was far too wide, blocking deliveries in and out. Bronwyn came in to update me. They're moving in nearer to the fence. A van roared by to prove it could. The chainsaws started up above. My last view, as I left for work, was of the tallest of our trees, stripped of its branches, standing bare, just like my father at the end.